Welcome to the Real Momentum Podcast with Mike Spivey and Keith Boggs. This is a program that encourages and challenges men through biblical discussions on manhood, interviews with key leaders, and powerful messages from a variety of different speakers. Everything that the Real Momentum Podcast does is focused on one mission: helping men win. Let's see what Mike Spivey and Keith Boggs has for us today on The Real Momentum.
Well, men, every single week we have an important subject to tackle. I know you believe that. I believe that. If not, we wouldn't be doing this every single week. Today is another important topic, maybe even more so. You know, I was even thinking about this, Keith and Justin, as I was going for a walk this morning. There are men that when we talk about a man and his wife or his children, there probably could be some listeners out there who maybe don't have a wife or kids yet. And so they say, maybe this doesn't apply to me, although I wish I heard some of that stuff when I was dating and before I had kids. But today is a man and his sexual purity, and we want that pure life, the holy life. And this is a subject that every man struggles with and needs to listen to. And so I'm ready to tackle this subject today. It's a hard one, but it's an important one.
Yeah, I think the journey is, you know, this is something we need to tackle and need to make sure that we're vigilant and we're in the fight for our life and not just our life. Even the scripture says that there's an adulteress that will prey upon or hunt for his precious life. And it's not just our life. It's the enemy's coming after not just us, but also our wife or future wife or our children and future children. So I just think this is something that, you know, it's not enough communication about it and certainly not enough biblical communication about it. So I think our listeners today would really benefit by not only listening to this, but also sharing it. And, you know, there's a conversation that all of us could have as three men, but at the same time, you know, the men that are listening today could probably have a conversation with guys in their circle of influence. It's worth discussing, worth finding ways to win, and you know, helping each other win in this area is very, very critical. I was at a Fellowship of Christian Athletes camp several years ago, helping them with leadership and speaking to the captains of each football team. There's about 1,000 football players that came to this camp, and so that we would take the juniors and seniors and actually teach them biblical manhood. And never will forget that on the way to one of those sessions, those guys had their phones with them, and they're looking at videos, pornographic videos, on the way to a session on leadership and biblical leadership. And so, you know, it's everywhere we go, we got to deal with this, and hopefully we can, you know, be warriors and be able to win this effort valiantly, be able to help our other guys connected to us. Instead of trying to get guys to watch something on the screen, let's get guys to run from something on the screen and help them.
Amen. Yeah, I kind of felt like the dad, right, that needs to have the conversation, or what we say, the talk, you know, with our son.
I've had it.
It's not always a comfortable conversation, but it's a necessary one. And so that's what I kind of feel like today's discussion is going to be about.
Yes. Yes. We all need to have that conversation. I think everybody that's listening needs to understand this. And I think most people do understand this. I've heard you say it, Keith. I re-listened to the message on the 10 lessons of biblical masculinity today on a man and his sexual purity. And it's something that I think every man's going to struggle with, at least when the physical part is gone mentally. And so it's something that I have to revisit all the time. You can't afford to slide in this area one bit. Satan's looking for those chinks in the armor in your sexual purity. But I re-listened to it, and I think all of us would agree that we live in an over-sexualized culture. It's everywhere. You said it on the podcast, Keith, on the message. I heard it. The average age of viewing pornography for the first time now is 8 years old. And how tragic is that? You know, when I was growing up, I had to search it and seek it. It wasn't on a phone. It wasn't on a tablet. It wasn't on the movies. It wasn't on a screen. Most of my childhood movies, I'm alarmed now to show my kids because they seem pure, right? But they were on cable. So there was no cussing. There was no vulgar scenes. And now it's everywhere. Your dad had to have a magazine, and my dad never did. So I never stumbled upon it until high school when I was in the locker room. We're supposed to be watching film on last Friday's game, and the seniors in high school put a pornographic tape in. That was the first time in 10th grade that I ever saw such images that are still ingrained in my mind today. And I think it's, so we're coming a lot today from the Proverbs, from the wisest, richest man that ever lived. And if I were you, men, I would lean in and listen in to what somebody looking back is wishing not only he lived, but wanting to instruct the younger generation on how to live and how to guard yourself. So we're going to look at this lure that is fatal first and foremost. So Proverbs 6:26. For by means of a harlot, a man is reduced to a crust of bread, and an adulteress will prey upon his precious life. Let's just talk about the lure that is fatal. I know you like the bass fish, right, Keith?
I love it. I don't get to do not enough of it. So if you want to take me, I'd really like to go with you.
Well, I'm planning on taking you here in a few days. I don't know if we'll catch anything, but I like the bass fish as well. And we throw a lure on our line, and hopefully that's going to entice that bass, that fish, to bite. We want to present that lure and work it in such a way where that fish is going to want to bite that. And if the fish ain't biting, what do? You change your lure, right?
Yeah,
change your lure. Or if the guy next to you is catching all the fish, you change it to whatever he's fishing with, and you fish in his hole, wherever he's at. And Satan's been doing this for a long time, and his lure he's been using. And he had, in my opinion, and tell me what you guys think, he hasn't had to change that lure. It's working.
He hasn't. And I think it's, that's what's so, as you think about it, in my own, I might as well just be personal, it's yes. Always the trap. It's always, he doesn't have to change anything. He just continues to just faithfully present it. And then in a weak moment, he catches me. So whether that's just a glance at, on my phone or something, in life and riding down the road. So it seems like the enemy's always presenting.
Yes.
The question is, I was thinking about as we got on here, a lot of times men want to talk about the practical things and, which I would hope would turn into the supernatural as God speaks into our lives. But, I think you cannot get more clear than what Scripture says about fleeing. And so how am I going to run from this? How will I run from the enemy? And so part of that running is go ahead and having our mind made up that, as we go out, as we are on our phones and those kind of things, what is it that's going to help me be, ready to run? And I think it's just a mindset, and because the enemy, he's going to continue to present it and keep it there. I was thinking also, you hunt turkeys when they're sexually active and they get lured in, and the lure is fatal by making a turkey call and make it's an artificial call that's being used to allure, a real animal in, and his uh-huh. enticing desires. He's being enticed to activate those sexual desires. And that's just how the enemy works.
Yeah. Yeah. And it works. That's why he does it. And right. I think you're right on fleeing from sexual morality, and surely we don't have to, but let's just do it for the sake of anybody that's listening on defining what sexual morality is. If we want to be sexually pure, we got to know what sexually impure means. And I think as a culture, we're trying to get close to the line without crossing the line. And I just had to realize in my own life, you're talking about fleeing, just like Joseph and Potiphar's wife. I think that was an instance where he knew, if I don't get out of here, I'm probably going to fall. And I just know that, especially in this area, if we're going to be honest, I'm not as strong as I think I am sometimes. And I'm not even strong as I want to be oftentimes. So
right.
I think it was John Eldridge that once said, you're strongest in the beginning of the temptation. And the problem is men linger too long in this area by the phones or by the movies or whatever they're watching, and they wind up succumbing to that. And that's so the sexual morality, I had to learn this. So when I was, I tell guys all the time, I never did drugs. I've never been drunk. And that's not a prideful thing. I was still lost, but it's, I had some morality about me, which is dangerous in itself. But one thing I struggled with as a teenager, as a high school student, was sexual morality. And when the Lord finally did save me, I remember putting in my closet, writing, I had an actual prayer closet. It was big enough for a desk and chair. And I wrote in there 1 Thessalonians 4:3. And it says, this is the will of God, to abstain from all forms of sexual morality, not just having sex with a woman that's not your wife, not just pornography, but lust and all the, what you look at, all forms of sexual morality. And so, Satan's, the lure is fatal. And I think it's one of those things, like when you're fishing, you're like, you want to make the fish bite, and you're tricking him because he thinks it's good and right. And when he bites it, he's hooked. Right. And that's what Satan's doing here. He said, hey, you need this. You deserve this. You want this. It's going to feel good. And let's be honest, as men, it does. That's why we do it. Sin's fun for a while. But as we see in our, some of the verses we're going to read this morning, it's fatal. And it's deadly. It's sin kills. And once we're hooked by that lure, what does Satan do? I can't believe you did it. How dare you? There's a guilt that sets in.
The thing about this, I'd say, Mike, is that, you know, what is desirable for us actually becomes undesirable. And we see that, you know, in our lives. We see that as we, you know, we thought we really wanted this. And once we have it, we just... the shame and the guilt, you know, all that. We've sinned against our own body, as the scripture says. And we ask the question, how did I, or why did I? Why did I refuse instruction? As Proverbs says, we were in the midst of the assembly. God's warning us, God's teaching us, God's equipping us. And the lure keeps coming. And all of a sudden we latch onto it. And what we thought was desirable as we're being enticed actually becomes undesirable.
If you've been enjoying the spiritual insights, stories, and practical strategies we share here on Real Momentum, the absolute best way you can support the show is by taking just 60 seconds right now to do two things. First, hit that subscribe or follow button. Subscribing ensures you never miss an episode of inspiration and that every new discussion is waiting for you the moment it drops. Second, please leave us a quick rating and review. Those 5-star ratings and your honest reviews are fuel for our show. They help other leaders like you find our ministry and keep the momentum building. But wait, there's one more thing. We don't just want to talk to you, we want to connect with you. We want to hear about your real momentum moments. You can find all of the show notes, resource links, and transcripts for this episode at realmomentum.men/rmpodcast. And please, join the conversation. Connect with us directly on all the social media platforms by searching for Real Momentum. Send us a DM or tag us with your biggest takeaway from today's episode. Thank you for being a part of the movement to reach and lead men to follow Christ.
You've been listening to Real Momentum, a co-production between Real Momentum and TIL Radio Network.